Well, the protests in the country have now lasted for 7 days, and yesterday, President Trump said he is the president of law and order. And that's why he's deploying thousands of military troops to shut down rioters and looters across the country if necessary. But before he spoke, the military police fired tear gas and rubber bullets into a crowd of peaceful protesters. Take a listen to the president as he vowed to keep the citizens safe.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment.
Wait.
Isn't the Second Amendment the right to bear arms?
Right to bear arms.
This has nothing to do with that.
This
has nothing to do with the right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. He just takes repeated shots at campaigning. But man, hey, I have something I want to say. I've thought about this today, and I've tried to find the best way to say it. But I want to say to all the protesters, I want to come to you as Steve Harvey. I want to come to you as a 63-year-old black man. I want to come to you as Uncle Steve. I want to come to you as whatever affection you have for me. I want you to understand that I'm coming at you with this from a place of nothing but love, because I am first and foremost African American. When I wake up in the morning, I can never escape that. It is a badge that I have worn with honor for 63 years. I've never tried to run from the fact that I am black. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of my people. I'm proud of what we've overcome and how we've come this far in spite of all the obstacles. So what I'm saying to you is coming from nothing but a place of love. The subject that I want to talk to you about today is go home. Don't give him the satisfaction. And I want you to understand what I'm saying to you. See, listen to me, people. I'm 63 years old. Infiltrators have been hired to incite riots for years. Infiltrators have been hired to incite riots for years. See, the system has learned over the years how to deflate protest. See, the last protest that was successful in this country, to my knowledge, was during the civil rights movement. See, Martin Luther King had the cleanest way to get results through peaceful protest. Now, whether you agree with it or not, it worked. So listen to me, because it produced change in the Voting Rights Act. It produced things like affirmative action. Schools became integrated. And a spotlight got put on Bull Connors down there with the things that he was doing to protesters in Alabama, amongst other things. The Rosa Parks incident, all of this came about through peaceful protest. Now, since then, the system has learned how to change the narrative of all protests starting in peace and gaining momentum. Once they see that a peaceful protest is gaining momentum, they simply wait on the proper time to incite the masses with either words or deeds. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about here, which then allows them to change the narrative or simply flip the script. Listen to me, folks. Go home. Don't give them the satisfaction. And I want to show you what's happening now. Our leadership has waited on this exact moment in time twice already. See, instead of addressing the problem, he finds a way of making a different narrative. Let me give you an example. He found a way to make Colin Kaepernick's kneeling, which was about this very topic and outrage that we're feeling right now over the recent murders of innocent black men. See, Colin Kaepernick was right. He had it right. But the flip, the changing of the narrative was made. See, his kneeling became against the military and the flag. Oh, man. Don't you know what happened then? See, that ended all the kneeling. It cost him his career, but even more hurtful was we were no longer talking about racial injustice and police brutality. And our leadership came in and made himself to be a patriot. And now it's happening again. Listen to me, y'all. Go home. Don't give him the satisfaction. See, once peaceful protest turns into burning and looting, which is being incited by people strategically placed to stir up the anger and to start the burning and start the looting, it now allows them to cause a thing to happen. It allows them, knowing this will happen, knowing that they've been waiting on this to happen, it now makes it all about destruction of property and lawless criminal behavior called looting. And it is set up to kill the original cause for protest. So now they can send in the National Guard, squash this civil unrest, and do it all under the law of breaking laws and curfews. And the leadership in this country, who stopped talking about the invisible enemy called Corona, because he couldn't defeat that. So he found the visible enemy again, and it's us. Again, we are the visible enemy. So he's now calling himself the law and order president. So here he comes in to save the day. Ain't opened his mouth one time about healing our nation or trying to show support against racism. None of that. Now he gonna just shut all these lawbreakers down. Young people, go home. Don't give him the satisfaction, because this all he waiting on. For the first time since the civil rights movement, we have non-whites joining in. They are listening. Don't let them change the narrative. Go home in peace.
All right, Steve, thank you for that. We'll be back more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.